Please note, we have only managed to capture part of Noel's speech this month. Thank you.
It sounds cliché-ish, and maybe it is. It sounds ridiculous, and possibly it is too. And if it sounds a bit like me, sermonic, ridiculous, cliché-ish, then probably it definitely is. So for me, the presentation today, I want to talk about my own spiritual journey. Not way back, but now. So what I'd like to do is somehow engage with you in that journey, because it's important for me to be able to express who I am, where I'm going, and what I'm doing, etc. Because there's intersections across us. So that's where I want to go today. So it's not a sermon, don't just relax on that one. But what I want to do is think about your personal testimony as I try and express my own journey. I appreciate hearing the testimonies of the people of God and their faith journeys, because it encourages me in my own faith journey. That we all have our own story, and we write a page a day in our own minds, in our own hearts and lives, and in our spiritual memory. And that spiritual memory is important to us because that's the source of our self-esteem. My self-esteem. That sounds a bit sermonic. For me, I want to hear about your faith journeys, that you have times of refreshing. And you might be going through a time of refreshing where life seems to be a joy. The comfort factor is high. You enjoy worship. The scriptures seem particularly pertinent. The people of God are supporting you. And the vibe of the Holy Spirit in your life is positive, is personal, and it's powerful. So a part of your journey might be that times of refreshing. But unfortunately, they don't remain, endure, continue every day. Because I have times of struggle where life seems to be draining. Trying to fit in defence chaplaincy and church and farm and the SDI thing. And it sometimes seems to be draining and an effort. The comfort factor is low, and sometimes it's the red light starts to flash when the comfort factor gets to the critical bit. It can be low because of some of my disturbing emotions that go round and round and round, that rob me of my peace and serenity, that wake me in the middle of the night, the watches of the night. Sometimes in these times of struggle, I find worship experience lifeless, and if not meaningless. The scriptures sometimes is a struggle. And I have had manual times where I have actually had to close the Bible in my daily reading because there was too much stress coming from that. That's a part of my journey. And if you want to ask about that, but that's another testimony. So sometimes it's just sheer determination that we continue. The people of God sometimes misunderstand and my intentions, seem to rub me up the wrong way. Sometimes, just being totally obnoxious in my opinion. The vibe of the Spirit sometimes seems normal, but it's nothing to write home to Mum about. So times of refreshing, times of struggle. But there's another time I hope that you struggle with it too from time, because I certainly do. Times of not knowing. When you know, questions of your own sense of meaning and purpose is at the forefront. Is what I've believed all these years true? Is it still valid for me? Whether God is with me and affirms me or not. And sometimes it seems to me that these questions can be quite challenging and scary and downright depressing. So for me, at times of stress and those challenges, I ask myself the question, does God want me in ministry here in Kirby United Church? You know, and it's tough stuff. Does he want me to give up Air Force chaplaincy so I can focus on something else or just give it up? Does he want Kayleen and myself to sell up the farm and retire? Does he want me to continue with the Really Relate program that I teach? And for me, I struggle with that sometimes, and I hope you struggle with your own issues. Does God want me to retire and pull up stumps and, you know, enjoy the last years of dignity and whatever? Yeah. So for me, I have these experiences in my faith journey, and I'm trying to be as honest as I can. And maybe you do too. So for me, I believe it's important to acknowledge where we are in our faith journey and to be able to encourage other men and women and children in their faith journeys, however windy and however many obstructions are on the way. But this week has had a bit of a surprise. On Tuesday, I had a call from ABC Radio. Producer Laura Dawes, and wanted me to be interviewed on ABC Radio about the Kuma Combined Church's men's breakfast. And I thought, what? You want to talk on air about the men's breakfast? Right. Have you got anything other really important things to do? So I was a bit puzzled. Anyhow, it happened yesterday, and you can the link to that has been set around, so you know, you can listen to the interview. It went for about 25-30 minutes, and I was quite stunned. But I don't want to go into that at the moment. So today I wanted to talk about pioneering impossible possibilities in 2019. So I wanted to talk about pioneering. Going where no one has gone before, taking the initiative and intentionally pioneering something. But I don't want to go out there, I want to go in there. So it's pioneering for me, going intentionally within to my own personal feelings and viewpoints, my own thoughts, my own emotions, and courageously acknowledging them, and to take the initiative to invite the Holy Spirit of God to transform gently. I wanted to talk today about the impossible. That inner battle with ourselves. That at times I don't do what I want to do. I want to do it, but I haven't done it. And the very thing I don't want to do is what I do. I've got a desire to do good, but it seems impossible to do it. My emotions and feelings, you know, get in the way. And I wanted to talk today about possibilities. So this is where the pioneering impossible goes. And I'm a hopeless optimist, I'm sorry. because I think the impossible is possible. Now, I'm an idiot. I understand that. But I there's a little bit deep down that says, yeah, we can do that. I can do that. Kayleen tells me I'm not suspicious enough. I don't know how your other half sort of relates to you, but and my daughter sometimes chest pokes me too, and I trust people too much or something. But really, it's really about, for me, it's about the possibilities. And it's about that I'm totally open to the Spirit of God, open and honest and emotionally naked. I don't know if you've experienced, you know, that nakedness. It can be quite scary. And that's okay, because God the Holy Spirit is with me. I'm assured of that. And therefore, the scripture that talks about Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That makes the impossible possible. You see that? And the wishful thinking, that idiot part of me, the hopeless optimist, believes that. So when it doesn't happen, you know, I get a bit frustrated. So for me and my story and where we live in 2019, I want to affirm a few things, and I hope you can identify with this. And maybe I'd like to affirm this, and I've had a thought then, I better not go offline. And a few things that I want to affirm, for me as much as sharing with you. The Lord loves me, and I have heard his call and responded obediently and faithfully to what I think God has sent to me. So that's number one. The Lord loves me. Number two, that I love the Lord and I'm wholeheartedly pursuing his grace and power to try and explore that inner strength that I need to meet the challenges of today. That I love the Christian life. I love to worship. I love the people of God. Even though I piss them off sometimes with my extroverted, youthful enthusiasm. That I love being in the centre of God's will for my life. So that's why I ask the question, do I sell up? Do I give up the Air Force? Should I be here? Whatever. I love the hard work, and I love the challenges of Christian living, that I need to deepen and strengthen and broaden my faith development. This is today, not you know, years and years ago, but now, for me now, today, to deepen and strengthen and broaden my faith development, my understanding of God's Word, of Christian theology, and of the way I relate to God's Word and Christian theology as well. I love the fact that I struggle with things. I struggle with myself. I struggle with my wife sometimes. I struggle sometimes with relationships, and that, you know, I'm human. But I have a God-given hope that keeps me young and energetic, I think, even though that might have a negative effect on other people. For me, my testimony, and one of the reasons I wanted to be able to share this with you in the start of 2019, is that my testimony, and I hope yours too, is not past tense. I'm not talking about when I was converted. I'm talking about the struggles and my life now, and the present part of that. And I trust that your faith journey is present and on the move. So where does this take me and us as we continue in 2019? last Sunday in church, we sang a hymn, and it's together in song, the 687. And I'm going to read the hymn to you, if you don't mind. I'm not being sermonic, but this is about me more than about the hymn. And there's an assurance in this. And it says, God gives us a future, daring us to go into dreams and dangers on a path unknown. We will face tomorrow in the Spirit's power. We will let God change us, for new life starts now. And that sort of resonates with me, as it did last Sunday. We must leave behind us sins of yesterday, for God's new beginning is a better way. It really doesn't replace it. Fear and doubt and habit must not hold us.